Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Monday. It's Holy Week. So hopefully you're enjoying this week. I think the traffic on the way in was maybe a little bit lighter than usual. Did you notice? Does it seem the same to you?
It seemed the same to me.
Oh. But you don't come in.
You
don't come in at rush hour.
10:30. So it's. It's never that
my kids bad. Have the whole week off. My husband has Thursday and Friday and Monday off, I think. And I'm taking Friday and Monday off.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, hopefully you enjoy your Holy Week and glad to be here with you throughout the course of it. Not only is it Holy Week, it's Mueller Report week.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, the Mueller Report is coming out. And I cannot imagine what this is going to look like when it comes out, and the left is going to find things and they're going to go, here, see, and we're going to go, well, you know, that I see what you're pointing at, but that doesn't show that he tried to steal the election, but it's bad. Okay, well, yeah, I'll give you that. But I mean, if you did this type of investigation into any other president, would you find stuff that was bad, especially when it extends to the campaign, when it extends to all of the people in your orbit? I'm pretty sure you will. What do you think that, what's going to happen, Tony? Get any predictions?
Ask the question one more time. I was reading about
Trump and five.
Notre Dame story.
The Mueller report, when it comes out.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think we've already seen it. I think there will be something in there, probably about obstruction and how Mueller wasn't able to prove obstruction, but also not able to exonerate the president. So they're gonna find something to latch onto. They're also going to whatever piece of it is that's redacted, they're gonna say, well, that's where the secrets are,
mm-hmm.
And they're gonna claim that. You know, right now it's been, well, let's wait until we see it. Let's wait until we see it, and then we'll really know. And then it's going to be, well, we never saw it. We never got to see the most important parts, and they'll figure out whatever it is. You know, 21% of the report is redacted, so what are they hiding behind that 20%, whatever? And people that are on that side, it will fuel their belief that the president is still somehow obstructing justice or working with the Russians or cheated to win the election. And for the people that already believe that it's over and it is meaningless and it exonerates the president, they already believe that way. So it'll be more yelling, it'll be more fighting, but it's not going to change anybody's mind.
I agree. And I think that the more that we see of it, the more it's going to allow it to go one more inning,
mm-hmm.
and one more inning,
yeah.
and one
yeah.
more inning. Like, there's not the resolution will never come.
Nope.
For the left.
Both sides are going to use it to advance their agenda.
Completely.
And the Republicans would just let it die. They would just say, mark it a victory. Put one in the win column and let's move on.
Moving on.
But the Democrats aren't going to allow that to happen. They're going to, you watch, at the end of this, Robert Mueller is going to turn in to the bad guy, to the Democrats.
Mm.
He's like, going to go from.
It's like James Comey and the way they like him and don't like him. It's like, I need you to draw me a map as
exactly
to where we are
like
on
that.
James Comey right
yep.
now.
That's a perfect way to put it. Because that's exactly what's going to happen.
So considering 2020, I think that the Democrats continuing to harp on collusion will hurt them in the end. If the Mueller report doesn't show us anything that we don't already know, and I'll completely admit it if I'm wrong, but I can't imagine that we're going to get something out of the Mueller report that is going to be drastically different than what the Attorney General of the United States put out there for us to read in a four-page report.
No.
Here is the final summation and conclusion of what you need to understand is in this report, and then we'll get to the full release later. But I can't imagine that it's going to take a drastic turn. So I think that if the Democrats continue to harp on this, people are tired of it. I'm tired of it. And I've said all along that if the president did something as a candidate that was bad, I want to know about it. I'm not here to like defend Trump, even if he did steal the election. I don't want that. So I think that the continuation of harping on this is going to be detrimental for the left. But there are some other issues that I'm going to get to here in just a second from the Emerson poll. And we'll find out what else is important to voters right now. Let's get to Mickey's phone call. Mickey, thanks for calling the show.
Thanks a lot. God bless you. God bless our country and our president.
Thank you.
But this is just another way to just waste our money and waste our time. They have done nothing for 2 years, and now they're going to do nothing for the next 2 years.
Yeah. A very expensive nothing.
Oh, I know it is. And it's our tax dollars that they say that we should be treasuring. Well, you know what? When you have people that waste your money and do it on nothing, they just think they're going to find something, and they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Not there. But they don't want to say that their party is the reason. 50 years we've had in the city of St. Louis, nothing but a Democratic Party, and now they're trying to merge our city and county together. This is what they do. Nothing. They just waste our money.
Mickey, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. It is important to remember how much money this does cost. Oh my gosh, does it cost a lot of money. But then the number $25 million sticks out in my head. I don't know why, if that's the actual cost of it so far. But when you consider, even if it is $25 million, that's just an M million. That's not a B billion, or even, you know, crazy, a T trillion. So that's like chump change. That's that your tax dollars in the millions of dollars sense is negligible, which is crazy. It really is. 314-241-9797. Charles, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to mention, I don't have any beef with anything you're saying, but I, you know, any of it all. I think that the people should be able to read the report, redact the names or the grand jury, whatever you got to do. But I don't see how he can summarize 40 pages from 400 pages.
But we're going to get that report on Thursday. That's what you're getting on Thursday.
The whole report?
Yeah, with the grand jury stuff redacted.
Okay. All right.
Color-coded, my favorite way to do it.
And here's what I'm going to make a fortune-telling thing like you did. You said you'll apologize if you're wrong. I think that what's going to happen with that whole thing comes out, there's going to be some very ugly little tidbits. They may not rise to the level of illegal, but they're going to be pretty bad. And that's what they want to keep out of everybody's sight.
What do you think?
What kind of ugly? I don't know. I just think I've been in situations similar to this where, you know, it's a bad thing that happens, and you don't necessarily want a group of people to know about it. It wasn't, you know, it's like making sausage, you know, you don't like to watch it, but you know, type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then one other comment, if I got time.
Sure. Quick.
Okay, on Pence, you know, now he knew Flint was a foreign agent, and he lied about it. He wears his religion on his sleeve, and I don't go for any of that.
Mike Pence wears his religion on his sleeve?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
How?
That's what he does.
How?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
How does he do it?
Pardon?
How does he wear his religion on his sleeve?
Oh, come on. He acts religious all the time and brings up all about his...
How do you act religious?
He won't be anywhere with his wife unless his wife's there.
You want him to go gallivanting around with a bunch of women? Would that make you happier?
No.
Because I bet you don't like the one president did that.
I'm a Christian. I don't go around with a big sign on me saying I'm a Christian.
Maybe we'd all be better if we did. I've never seen Mike Pence's sign though. So
politician schneck.
I don't see that at all, Mike. I don't think Mike Pence.
I mean, I don't disagree. You have your opinion. That's great. You know, I respect it.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Charles. I appreciate it. I think that Mike Pence is an unapologetic Christian, but that's what you're supposed to be. I mean, if you're like hiding your Christianity, you're doing it wrong. That's not the way you're supposed to do it. Now, if people ask him a Christian and he stands up and says that he is that a bad thing? I certainly don't think so. I certainly hope that if asked that I would answer the same way. You know, so we had House Republican Whip Steve Scalise on earlier. He's coming to Collinsville, Illinois to be the featured speaker at the Congressional Prayer Breakfast. And he's talking about how he got gunned down on a baseball field because someone said, are these the Republicans? And the answer was yes. And so we started opening fire. And he said that the way he got through it was through his faith. I mean, I don't really know how we continue to move in a direction where we are championing, the idea of openly embracing some religions and not others. Christianity has to absolutely be part of that. All right, let's do this now. From the Bomberito box office right now, if you're caller number 6, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Cardinals versus the Reds game at Busch Stadium on Friday, April 26th at 7:15. Caller number 6 to 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. Toll free at 866-455-9797. Caller number 6 gets a pair of tickets to the Cardinals versus the Reds game at Busch Stadium on Friday, April 26th at 7:15. We're giving away one pair of tickets every day this week, Monday through Friday, when we have the tickets here in-house. They can be picked up the next business day after 9 a.m. Caller number 6 right now. If you're holding on the line, Tom, Craig, you guys are up first on the phone lines when we come back. Stay tuned.
I'm Bernie Sanders. I'm running for president.
I'm the boss.
Did we determine how old you have to be the vice president of the United States? 30? I feel like we looked it up, it was 30.
We did, and that sounds right.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe, possibly.
Well, we did. We looked it up, and I can't remember off the top of my head.
How about a Sanders Ocasio-Cortez ticket?
Oh, my.
Dream team. I don't think she's old enough, though. Isn't she 28? 29?
She's 28.
If I
she's
wish,
not 29,
yeah.
Yeah, she's not 30 yet. She might be getting there.
Bernie, she's 29. October 13th.
5 to be vice president?
Same as president. Huh.
Whew. That makes sense. Thanks, Ryan. You're always there when we need us.
Thanks, Ryan.
A very silent hand gesture of 35 and a big nodding smile. Appreciate that. Craig, thank you for calling the show.
Hey, Annie. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm hearing a lot of people concerned about the cost of the Mueller probe, the Russia investigation, and all that. And I just want to remind people that actually the net cost of this investigation is hovering around the zero line, just in the assets forfeited by Paul Manafort himself, which is totaling around $42 to $46 million, of which there's $22 million in real estate that's going to be auctioned off by the Treasury Department. Mm. So it's actually operating at nearly a profit, which isn't about the first time in the history of the world that that's probably has ever happened.
Thank God for Paul Manafort.
Well, yeah, and I mean he's only one. And to those that are fiscally minded and want to see things run in a tighter ship, I would think there would be a lot more concern over the fact that this president has raised our deficit by over $1 trillion in just over his 2 years in office.
Does it matter to you the arc of, I hate the whataboutisms, but pardon me for a second while I what about, but when you look at the way the deficit was raised over the 8 years of Obama in office versus President Trump's 2 years in office, does that matter at all in that type of a comment from you?
Well, how it happens, yeah. Well, I mean, Obama came in to office with our economy on the brink of in the midst of a really bad recession and fighting toward a depression if extreme measures weren't taken in the form of the stimulus that was happening and other things.
Well, Bush did that.
So I mean, that was something that just needed to happen in order to right the ship a bit. What Trump has done.
Do we know that the stimulus really helped, though?
Well, it helped because it righted the ship. In many ways, any economist worth his salt will tell you the same. The proof is in the pudding. And what happened with with stock prices, what happens with people's savings, and how the housing market rebounded, you know, a few years later. You know, we have to be mindful of those bubbles that can happen when areas of our economy are not regulated strongly enough. I know lots of conservatives hate regulations and stuff like that, and there is a danger in over-regulating things, but we need to also be mindful that, you know, the government is not necessarily the ultimate criminal here. Left to their own devices, there are no for-profit, publicly traded companies in this country that has ever really, truly done what's right for their consumers or their employees without being compelled to do so by local, state, and federal regulations.
But, I mean, you're saying that the government isn't the criminal here, but you just basically said that every large for-profit corporation is a villain. I mean, you have to...
Left to their own devices, they will not do what's right for our country at large, because they have to do what's right for their shareholders. And that is not necessarily unfettered capitalism in and of itself is a huge danger to this country.
It's business. I mean, that's a successful business is what keeps the country moving.
Yes. And a successful business has to have a successful product or service to offer people. You know, we don't need corporations getting tax increment financing, getting all these tax breaks that they don't need that hurts, you know, taxpayers themselves.
So if you're an Amazon and you are looking to put a massive amount of you know, jobs and economy boost into a location, and specific locales want to compete for you to come plot that business down, you know, in their town versus another town, how do you suggest that is done? How do you suggest that cities compete for an Amazon to come to their location if they can't be provided those types of incentives?
They don't need those incentives to set up shop. They will do so anyway, where it makes most sense. That's just a cherry on top.
But what makes most sense is where it's most economically profitable for them to do that.
Right, and it's not just a question of, you know, a number of jobs themselves. We also need to be very mindful about the quality of jobs being offered. People working in Amazon warehouses having to wear diapers so that they don't have to take as many bathroom breaks to
but
keep
Craig,
up with
Craig,
their insane
Craig,
quotas.
It's not like Jeff Bezos is trolling the town and enslaving people in his sweatshops in Amazon. It's a job that
That's
people.
That's not what I'm saying. At
I know,
all.
but you're making the suggestion that these people are being forced to work in these types of climates. It's not forced at all. And I don't know about diaper wearing people at Amazon. I know people who do work in Amazon in Illinois, and I do know that some of them work very long hours, but I also know that they make good money doing it.
Yeah, but their benefits aren't that great, and many of them don't make that great.
But listen, Craig, that's their choice. If their benefits are not good, if their pay is not good, and their work environment is not good, then people won't work there.
People will work because they need jobs in order to feed their families. And with wages of being flat for as long as they've been, and when measured against corporate profits, and those have always gone up, against CEO pay that has always gone up and up and up, and they are the ones who get their taxes cut. Look at the number of corporations who have not even paid federal taxes for the last number of years, but yet their profits go up and up through the roof.
Well, Craig, that's a much different conversation than trying to suggest that, you know, the individuals who are working for a place like Amazon are working under, like, slave labor types of
I'm not saying that.
You
no,
said that they're working there wearing diapers. You said no, you're the
I'm
one
saying.
Who brought up the diaper wearing in Amazon for people who are electing to work there.
That is Craig, a long way away from.
I got to get to the next phone call. Thanks for calling the show. Tim, thanks for calling.
All right, I'm about to lose my mind. This guy, the business can only get in the way. I mean, government can only get in the way of business. If you go back historically to what FDR did, when the crash of 29 affected the global economy, it basically collapsed, very close to collapse. The economic policies put in place by FDR, which kept him in office he was elected to a fourth term. I mean, World War II got us out of the Depression. Mm. That's the only thing that got us out of the Depression. Other countries were out in 4 years. They were coming out of it on their own. The government did not jump in and start stirring the pot. Our country stayed in much longer and took a world war to get us out just because the economic policies put in place by FDR. And as far as people, wages flat, people are going up, I can't find people to work. And you find somebody that wants to work, they think that they're worth way more. They don't know anything, and they're worth way more than what their knowledge is.
Tim, do you have a business?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk? You want to tell us what you do?
I'm a hardwood floor contractor.
Okay.
And try finding guys that, you know, and you still have people staying home till, like, you know, 20. I know 23-year-old guys don't have driver's license.
Yeah.
Or they go out and do stupid stuff, they lose them. You can't get people to actually move and work.
Tim, I hear that from people who work in landscaping, anybody who's a contractor of anything. That it's like if you have to commit to... I was talking to Corey Malone of Air Comfort Service, and he said he had people who would call off in the summer because it was hot, and he sells air conditioning. Like the idea is bonkers.
A friend of mine runs a very large HVAC. He's not the owner; he runs it. He's a project manager.
Mm-hmm.
He could hire 20 more guys if he could get them.
Yeah,
they've got to work if they could get, but they're not that many people with the impetus to get out of mom and dad's basement and go learn something. They wait for other people to spoon feed them to get off their dead butts and go do something.
Yeah,
I mean, if you want to learn how to do something, volunteer. Volunteer your time. If you don't think you have the skill set, say, hey, I want to come and learn how to do something. I know nothing, but you don't get people in this generation that will say that.
Yeah,
they just won't do it. And the college educations that you're choosing to go get are worthless as, I can't say that.
Yeah, you can't say that word, but I know what you're talking about. Tim, thank you for the phone call. I really appreciate it.
See you guys.
Yep. I know how that feels sometimes. Tom, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, thank you for having me on. I want to tell you, I admire your barometer. It was fun listening to you call out the so-called capitalist that was online and it turned out to be, if not the opposite, certainly not understanding of capitalist economics, and also for the guy that claimed he was a Christian, and yet somehow or another found it acceptable to rip Mike Pence.
Mm-hmm.
What I was calling about was this business with the sanctuary cities and Trump's offer to help populate their cities with the folks that they want. It is an absolutely brilliant move, because right now the government has to find places to put these people. So one way or the other, they've got to have a roof over their head.
Yeah.
Now, there's abandoned businesses in those towns like Oakland and L.A. and Chicago. And so they could be rented for far less than the government could build a place to house them. The logistics could be completely taken care of by the federal government. And then if they want law enforcement, guess who they have to call to handle the legal issues? And that, to me, would sound like ICE.
Yeah,
the very people that they can't stand. So I think it's a brilliant move if he really would do it. I know Trump blusters a lot, and we'll see. But I just think that would be a great move on the federal government's part to really not just call them out, but to help them recognize the error of their ways. You know what the liberals are really trying to do. They're trying to get those populations in Arizona and New Mexico and Texas and flip them to blue states. And then there goes the electoral college.
Yeah. Tom, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. And I agree with you on a lot of those points. Mark, real quick, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, what's up, Annie? Hey, that guy talking about how slave labor, he doesn't know what slave labor is. We get these millennials out here. I'm in the maritime industry out here on the river.
Mm.
And I mean, these millennials, sorry, no offense. to you, but
untaken.
As far as like the ones that we get in,
yeah,
you know, they make $20 an hour,
which is good,
which is real good, and they think that they're actually worth it. I've had to fire five of them within the past year because they refused to listen to what I was trying to explain from somebody that's been out here for 15 years.
Yeah,
and you're right. You don't like the job, leave. And I've had guys come out here for 6 hours and turn around and say, nope, this isn't for me, because they're out in the rain all for 6 hours.
Is it because you wanted them to wear Pampers and they wanted to wear Huggies?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I told them, if you want to go, you know, do the number two, open up a void hatch and do the number two, you know. He got mad at me.
That's hilarious. Mark, thank you. Well, I always say live and learn and then get loves. That's what this family does. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we can get to more phone calls and signs of the apocalypse if we have time. So stick around for that. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. That's the, what, third time we've been talking about those bathroom habits?
That's what I was thinking about.
And the first one started with Katie. Who would have thought? I never know where the show is going to go, and I had no idea it was going that direction. We'll be right back. Did David take care of his responsibility?
I hope so. I usually don't call people on breaks, but I'm a little bit worried that David didn't
get the
mail
tax.
Our taxes. If you're listening, David.
Katie's on her phone going, get those taxes in.
Come on, David. You had one job.
When it's not
did
too
you,
late.
When did you file, Tony?
Today.
Really?
Yeah. But we've had ours turned in for a while, but I think they just got them filed today. We had an issue that delayed us, and so we didn't even get them turned in until about 2 weeks ago. But they were filed today.
Good.
According to my
and Katie's might have been
to my guy.
You know what? I would have had them done sooner, but I forgot that you have to sign them. So that was my bad.
So what'd you do?
So long story short, David's mom, who's a blessing, came by this weekend since I was gone to Memphis, and she grabbed the mail from my lovely husband at Menards, and she went to go mail them and called me and said, hey, like, I got it all done for you and David, blah, blah, blah. But did you guys remember to sign them? And I'm like so amped up that she grabbed them and she's telling me that she mailed them. And then I'm like, oh, crap. I didn't. My bad.
Does he work at Menards?
He does, yeah.
Oh.
He's a manager there.
Can he
hook a brother up?
Okay.
Hey!
I freaking love Menards. I wish we had one right by us in Florissant. We have a Home Depot. It's great. But I'd like Menards. Lowe's ran out on us.
It makes me happy.
I know.
You should like Menards.
I love it. I love hardware stores, period.
I'm wondering how long this will go if I just don't say anything. How long you guys can talk about hardware stores?
I could talk about hardware stores for a very long time. You want to talk about True Value? You want to talk about Lowe's, Menards, Depot?
Ace Hardware.
Ace.
What are you laughing at?
He really does. He really does love hardware stores.
It's like Tony the Toolman Columbo.
I love hardware stores.
I'm going to take Marshall's phone call. I'm sorry to interrupt your hardware store conversation. Marshall,
you want to go to the hardware store? Me and you, bro.
Great show, Annie.
Thank you, Marshall. What's going on?
Well, I want to know what the difference between the Obama administration taking refugees from Syria and Iraq and Somalia and putting them anywhere in the country.
He's a Democrat.
How that's different from,
that's the difference.
I haven't heard that mentioned on any TV or radio, and it's he put him wherever he wanted.
Yeah, and yeah, for sure. There were definitely a lot of settlements that were made over his administration, and you know, that, in a lot of cases, I don't even know that municipalities always even knew that it was happening.
No, they did not.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. Marshall, good point. Definitely. Thank you for calling the show. I mean, it is true. The president's just saying, I'm going to put these people all in San Francisco and other sanctuary cities. I mean, there's a lot of that I think is pretty smart on his part. And again, here's Cory Booker.
Do you think this is an empty threat by the president, though, to talk about busing people from the border into these sanctuary cities? He likes to create friction sometimes to jumpstart, he says, a Congress that's not acting.
You say friction, I say he's trying to pit Americans against each other and make us less safe.
I just don't understand how it would make people less safe to put these detainees into sanctuary cities. How is that possible? It's very shocking. All right, let's do it.
Now, signs of the apocalypse on the Annie Fry Show.
Knocked my headphones out of the jack. Hold on.
Hold up. I did that the other day when we were starting, and the headphone jack came out, and I couldn't hear anything.
I know.
And the show, and it was like, this is terrifying.
You feel like nobody can hear you.
Yeah, like you're in the cone of silence.
Yeah, but that's not the case at all. All right.
You can't hear you.
Right. Katie, you're a singer.
Mm-hmm. So is Annie.
Katie's a singer.
Could either of you imagine performing, singing for 106 straight hours?
No.
It's almost 5 days.
No.
Just singing.
No way.
5 days.
I can hardly talk for three.
Black Velvet.
All day.
All day, every day for a week.
No way.
What's at stake?
A Guinness, a world record.
Oh, gosh,
getting
no.
in the Guinness Book of World
Who
Records.
Cares?
So check this out. There's this guy named Carlos Silver. Great name. Carlos Silver. In the Dominican Republic, he just sang for 106 consecutive hours trying to break the Guinness World Record, which was 105 hours. But when his almost 5 days of singing were done, he learned he'd come up short. Why? The rules allowed him to take breaks of only 30 seconds between songs. That's it. So 106 straight hours.
Good grief.
Only taking 30-second breaks, tops.
Oh, my gosh. How do you even train for something like that?
The rules allowed him to take breaks of up to 30 seconds between songs, but in the video footage he presented to Guinness showed that he took a few breaks that were up to 2 minutes.
Oh, gosh. What a lazy
So
singer.
After 106 hours of singing, because some of his breaks went...
Did he get bathroom breaks?
Two
Could
minutes
he sleep?
Instead of 30 seconds. I don't know. It kind of sounds like you can't just keep on singing while you went to the bathroom. That's kind of how I read this. So they only get 30 seconds between...
Who gets that detail?
So...
Standing right? outside the door.
5 days and you're eating?
Yeah, I guess in those 30 seconds you can take a bite of something, take a drink of something. Ugh. But yeah. But what's crazy is... He kept going. Like, he didn't know that he had already disqualified himself.
Oh, man.
So, after, like, a day, he was done. He was unable to break the record, but he didn't know it. So, he kept on singing for five straight days, 106
that would
hours.
Make me so
turned
mad.
Turned it in, and Guinness said, sorry, brah, broke the rules. you guys familiar with the dating term cloaking? New dating term called cloaking.
No.
Mm-mm. Cloaking is like ghosting, but even more heartless. Instead of just ignoring them.
That's what we need in the world.
What's ghosting?
Ghosting is, you're texting somebody, you think everything is going really well, you might have met for a first date, and then after that happens, they completely stop communicating with you. They
so
cut
like
off all communication.
Beyonce says, disappear. And like a ghost, I'll be gone.
Yep. No okay. communication, no nothing.
So instead of just ignoring them, like Katie just illustrated, you block them on every app you have used to communicate. So if you've communicated with them on a dating app, you block them. If you've been on Facebook or Instagram with them or Twitter, you block them. And you block their number from your phone, so there's literally no way they can get in touch with you. That is cloaking.
Do we need any more meanness in this world? Why do we have to do something like that? Mm.
Ridiculous. All right, I hate this one. I think Annie's going to hate this one too. Major League Baseball this year will be experimenting with radar tracking technologies to call balls and strikes in Major League games.
Inconceivable!
Don't like it.
No start date has been announced yet, but it will be implemented this season gradually. Implemented gradually over the course of the 2019 season, the one that we are in right now.
Did you see Kyle Schwarber take I think it was the last play of the game maybe for the Cubs, took a half swing and they called him out and then he was freaking out. But like there was talk about how if you had like automated umpires that would measure all those things, then it would be more... Who do you take your rage out on after there's a bad call or a call that you don't like, I would say?
I guess you don't. For now, how it's going to work is there will still be umpires at the games in their spots, but they're going to have an earpiece in.
No!
And the earpiece will relay the results of the tech of the computer. So the computer voice will say ball, and the umpire, this is dumb. If you're going to do it, just do it. But right now, the umps are able to override it. So if the thing says strike and the umpire decides it wasn't a strike, he can call a ball.
False. No.
It's so dumb on every single level.
No. Dumb. I hate it. I hate it. Dave Glover Show is coming up next.
Told you, you hate it.
Go to our website, 971talk.com/Annie, and get that Steve Scalise replay from 1240 today. Great conversation with him about the Collinsville Congressional Prayer Breakfast coming up in late April. Thanks for listening today. Listen up. Dave Glover Show coming next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.